Municipal police destroyed market stalls early this morning and allegedly looted some vendors' wares as the local authorities' eviction of illegal street traders entered its second day. One of the street vendors, Peter Jack, who is also the chairperson of the Mobile Youth Foundation, told Studio 7 that most of the traders only arrived at their respective vending points only to find their tents and stores destroyed, leaving them without any means of making money.
Today, the council official read our tent at the corner of Jason Moyo and Julius Nyerere. They beat up the people who were guiding that place. Now also they took our goods. You know, we don't know what actually transpired that night. But at around six, I went to the council offices and demand to with a lawyer and demand to talk to our members, but in actually the council officials refused. There was one person who was injured and was lying bleeding, but they couldn't let us take that person to the to hospital. From there they took them all to the police. At this moment there are about more than 70 vendors who are now arrested by the council officials, and also a lot around 15 or so are injured. They are still in police custody.
Jack said indications are that more than 70 vendors were arrested in the crackdown and are being detained at Harare Central Police Station as they resisted the evictions. Police could not immediately respond to the inquiries on these arrests. Jack vowed that vendors would return to the street pavements tomorrow to sell their wares, saying vending was their only source of livelihood.
Sure, we are going to return to our vending point starting tomorrow. We are going to we are actually looking forward that we are going to hold some demonstration against the council and the way they have handled this situation. They have handled this situation with violence. They were treating people inhuman. They were even doing some. They actually took all our goods, including the tent, everything. We are going to do some demonstration against the council officials.
Another vendor, Lucy Makunde, who doubles as the administrator of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, said today's alleged attacks on vendors by municipal police warranted some court action.
We want to sue council. I think that's the way forward. We want to sue council because what they are doing is not good.
Promise Mukwananzi, Programs Coordinator of the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, condemned the heavy-handedness of the municipal police, saying their actions violated the rights of the street traders.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms and with utter disgust the gross violation of human rights that we've witnessed today in the city, in the capital city of Zimbabwe, here in Harare, whereby the police, the municipal police, have come out in full force, brutally assaulting members of the vending associations who are honestly trying to make a living. We believe that the people that are carrying out this process are not genuine members of the municipal police. The capacity and the skill and the brutality with which they've attacked the people may reflect some training beyond what the municipal police are capable of.
However, council spokesperson Michael Chideme refuted allegations leveled against municipal police, adding that his officers acted professionally. He said council was determined to ensure that there was order in the city and will not stop relocating the traders to designated vending sites, although the vendors allege that the new vending points are dusty and not enough to cater for all illegal informal traders in Harare Central Business District.
Our municipal police did not use maximum force as you want to put it across. All they did was to make sure that the informal sector moves away from the illegal vending sites. We gave enough notice to members of the informal sector to move to designated sites, and we also gave a warning that should they fail to move, we will assist them to move, which is what happened today.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from local government minister Xavier Kasukwere, who repeatedly claimed that he was in meetings. The government says the relocation of vendors to new sites is designed to clean up the city, which has over the years been invaded by people selling various goods. In other news, a Harare High Court judge today dismissed an application filed by former Mashungo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basikiti, who was challenging his expulsion from ZANU-PF in May this year. Judge Nembiri Bunu ruled that the former Mwenezi legislator should have exhausted internal remedies before rushing to the courts. The judge said Basikiti should instead appeal to ZANU-PF's Politburo and the Central Committee for recourse. Although Basikiti had argued that President Robert Mugabe, who chairs both organs of his party, was an interested party, and as a result, he would not get a fair trial, the judge ruled that Mr. Mugabe could recuse himself and allow other members of the two committees to hear Basikiti's case. Mr. Mugabe's lawyer, Terence Hussein, welcomed the court's decision.
I think we welcome the decision. I think it was a very cogent, it was very sound, and the judge really critically analyzed the law and applied it. The net import of it was that a person who voluntarily joins a political party volunteers to undertake by the rules and regulations. You cannot one day be abide by them and then the next day refuse to be bound by them. You've got to stick with it through and through. Let the process take its course. If he's confident enough, he can appeal to ZANU-PF and it will be dealt with there accordingly.
But Basikiti's attorney, Tendai Biti, said he was instructed to take up the matter with the Constitutional Court of Appeal.
Honorable Basikiti is definitely going to appeal to the Supreme Court in his wisdom. He can't appeal to the very same people who had fired him. And in addition, he can't appeal against nothing. There was no judgment, no ruling from the National Disciplinary Committee. He only learnt about his dismissal in the newspapers. So that's why he's going to appeal to the Supreme Court. Besides, what was brought before the Constitutional Court, brought before the High Court was a constitutional application that my rights, his rights in terms of the Constitution had been breached. So the matter seems to be an ordinary common law application for review. It was a constitutional application which ought to have been determined in terms of the Constitution. That's why Honorable Basikiti is going to the Constitution.
Basikiti was expelled from ZANU-PF on allegations of plotting together with former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and others to topple Mr. Mugabe. Mrs. Mujuru, Basikiti and others linked to the alleged plot have all dismissed the allegations as frivolous. In other court news, Justice Bunu also ordered the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to act within the confines of the Constitution in the execution of its duties following an application filed by ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa seeking an order compelling the electoral body to take full responsibility of the voter registration exercise. Bunu also ruled that the electoral body could not be barred from using voters' rolls compiled by the Registrar General's office before the adoption of the new constitution, saying there was no law that barred ZEC from doing so. In the June 10 parliamentary by-elections, ZEC conducted its own voter registration exercise, although some opposition parties and independent candidates that contested in those polls raised concerns with the voters' rolls. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.